From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is, wait, don't tell me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Tom Bodette, and Adam Burke. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a bit, Bill legalizes marijuana in our listener limerick challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, it's time for a game that we like to call...
The Trump Dump.
Sometimes the Trump stories come out so fast, it's like the news ate a bad taco bowl at Trump Tower. So, we like to cover as many Trump nuggets as we can, rapid fire, with some true or false questions for our panel. Are you guys ready to play? All right, we're going to speed through these. There's a lot of them. Here we go. Adam, true or false? Experts at the National Hurricane Center referred to a tropical storm named Don as small and not particularly well organized.
False.
No, it's true. Paula, true or false? To attract customers, a Toronto hotel added the name Trump to its facade.
True.
No, it's false. To attract customers, a Toronto hotel removed the name Trump from its facade. Adam, true or false, Donald Trump appointed his son Eric's wedding planner to be in charge of White House social events.
That is true.
No, it is false. He appointed the wedding planner to run New York and New Jersey's public housing programs. Tom, true or false, a Washington Post analysis showed that President Trump has averaged 3 false claims a day during his presidency.
False.
That's right. He averaged 4.6 false claims a day. Adam, true or false, it was revealed that Trump advisor Steve Bannon has an oil painting of himself as Napoleon on his wall at home.
That's super true.
It is true. Paula, true or false, in a caption, Fox News reported that Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner met with a Russian.
True.
No, it's false. The caption said Trump's son-in-law Jared Kosher met with a Russian. Tom, true or false, President Trump wasn't able to speak to his G20 dinner companion, the First Lady of Japan, because she speaks no English.
False.
That is false. She speaks perfect English. Trump just thought she didn't. In his interview with the New York Times, Trump said she didn't say a word to him at dinner because she spoke no English. None at all. Quote, like not hello, unquote. But the internet quickly found a video of a speech she gave in English. She's pretty good at it. So she just sat next to President Trump for an hour, and everything he tried to say to her, she just smiled and shrugged and ignored it.
Well, you know, I gotta say, I do that sometimes with my relatives. I pretend I only speak Japanese.
Yeah, I know. Okay, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions for you about the rest of the week's news. Paula, a new book promises you can burn hundreds of calories spending your time where?
In a cave.
Well, actually, it's a place, it's a kind of place that I happen to know you spend a lot of time, so maybe you should get this book.
In an airplane?
No, getting close.
In the overhead compartment?
I would have granted you airplane if that was in fact the case. No, you're awfully close. How do you get to the airplane?
In a cab?
No. Between the cab and the airplane, there is.
Between the cab and the airplane. The TSA?
Well, let me ask, which is in?
The airport?
Yes! It's a new book about how to exercise while laying over at an airport.
You know, the thing is, I know how to exercise while laying over in the airport. It's not a lack of knowledge.
Right. Well, what do you do?
You could do anything other than what I do in the airport.
Yeah. You walk the wrong way on the travelator, right?
Yeah.
Right. You could do
makes
anything.
Makes it into a treadmill.
Right. Yeah. But I sit in a chair and eat Chex Mix.
The author recommends using your bag as a weight, doing push-ups in the airport chairs. He's even run 3 miles inside the Miami airport once.
He wrote a book?
He wrote a book about this.
I mean, it seems a little thin, doesn't it, for a whole book, how to lose weight in the airport?
How many calories do you burn, like, dragging someone off a United flight?
The best thing, though, it's not the health benefit. It's that if you run 3 miles and then fly Southwest, it guarantees no one's going to sit next to you.